The sound of the fighting beyond the door began to subside even sooner than Vistara had expected, but Warkon's attention remained fixed on Ben.
I see.
The High Lord rose from behind his desk.
If Wool has already poisoned me, why go to so much trouble to tell me? Gloating is hardly the Jedi's style.
Neither is killing in cold blood, Ben said. As the note says, you do have the option of surrender. There's an antidote.
Warkon glanced back toward the flimsoplast, and not for the first time, Vistara found herself in awe of Ben's quick thinking. He was using the High Lord's abilities against him, making Warkon question his own common sense by hiding an obvious lie in the Force. The trick wouldn't work for long, but it wouldn't need to. A loud thud sounded from the security door, and a guard said,
My lord, perhaps we should kill the prisoners and...
That door is hatch steel,
Warkon said, waving the man silent. He started around his desk.
This antidote, is it in the Kafasho steamer?
Shall I take that as a surrender?
Ben sounded far too cocky for his circumstances, and Vistara had to admit she kind of liked it.
Your people will need to lay down their...
Enough!
Warkon pulled a lightsaber from beneath his robes.
We are done playing games, Jedi.
And that was when a compression wave blew across the room. Vistara did not wonder what had happened or wait to hear the blast. She simply spun away from the Shakar, using one hand to trap the redhead's wrist and the other to slam a palm heel into the base of the woman's jaw. She glimpsed an orange flash and heard the sharp clap of a detonite explosion, then brought her knee up beneath her foe's arm and saw the glass dagger float free. She continued her attack anyway, snapping the elbow across her thigh. The woman cried out and used the Force to send the dagger flying toward Vistara's throat. Why did Sith always overreach? Vistara pivoted aside, easily dodging an attack she could never have avoided if the woman had settled for a leg attack, then grabbed the redhead by the chin and killed her with a Force punch to the throat. Down! Now! Recognizing Ben's voice, Vistara dropped. A crimson blade flashed past, a meter overhead. Her gaze followed the blade to the lightsaber to the arm, and at the other end, she found the guard from the page's closet. She glanced at the float pallet hovering behind him and reached for the Kafasho machine in the Force. The guard pivoted away, straightened to Ben, who shoved the Shakar that had almost killed Vistara into the man's neck. The guard collapsed, and Vistara saw a second gold-armored figure stepping toward Ben. She sent the Kafasho machine flying in that guard's direction. He activated a crimson lightsaber and cleaved it apart before it hit him. By then, she was snatching the lightsaber from beneath the dead redhead's robes, and Ben was taking another from the imposter he had just killed. Vistara sprang to her feet, then stepped away from Ben so they could flank their new opponent.